I just want to say a little bit more about Constantine and the Council of Nicaea. This is one of the most important councils of the Christian Church, not just because of what it established about dates, you know, the date of Easter and so on, but because of this creed that it came up with, the Nicene Creed. If you remember, Arius came along saying Christ is just human and not God, and the Nicene Creed was really an affirmation of the fact that no, Christ is indeed true God. The Nicene Creed says, God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. There's that word, homoousios. Through him all things were made. Well, there's actually an earlier creed called the Apostles' Creed, which you can still hear in liturgical churches every Sunday across the world. At the time, the church fathers were trying to hammer home the point that, yes, even though Christ is God, he was actually a man as well. They're trying to emphasize his humanity. And the Apostles' Creed says that Christ was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Really trying to emphasize his humanity. It just shows you how the pendulum swings. I mean, earlier on with the Apostles' Creed, they're emphasizing one thing, it swings too much in that direction, and now they have to get away from Christ's humanity and start emphasizing his divinity. The interesting thing, I think, is that both of these creeds are used pretty much equally in liturgical services today, but I don't think a lot of people who are saying them really understand the context in which they were originally written. There's also other creeds, the Athanasian Creed, for example, but it's not as common, probably because it's incredible length.